hopefully just brings a lot of aggressiveness. You know, really just want to go out there and play a good game. We got a pretty good game plan. You know, we had a pretty good day of practice, so you know, it's all about just stringing those days together and just getting ready to go by Saturday.
Do you ever start to miss playing with Jamie out there on the field? I know you guys were kind of hit or miss, whether both of you have been.
Absolutely, man. It's like my partner in crime, man. But it's gonna be good to have everybody out there. It's been a good week, and you know, we're just getting ready to go.
How anxious have you been to get to this week, considering what you had to fight through the last couple weeks of the regular season and sitting out and not looking forward to the playoffs?
You know, this is definitely the ultimate goal, you know, with OTAs and all that stuff. So, you know, getting down to this time is, you know, this is what we want to do, and, you know, this is it. So we're just trying to, you know, put everything we got in the tank, we're trying to empty it out.
Is there anything different that you have to do to exert leadership in this situation, or for the new guys, the rookies, other guys who haven't been through the playoff experience before, or is it simply understood?
I just think it's part of, the guys that lead, and I mean, the other guys who haven't been here before, they just kind of follow along and just kind of, you know, follow those older guys, you know, the Toms, the Mayos, you know, all the guys that's kind of been here. So I feel like everybody kind of knows their role, and everybody's fine with that.
About the way the season played out, 10 straight wins to start and then kind of a bumpy finish. How are you guys going to be able to kind of flip the switch?
We go out and we just going to go out and execute, try to win, man. It is what it is. That's football. You can't win every one, but these are the games that matter. So, you know, we definitely don't want to go home, so we're going to empty everything we got in the tank.
Is there anything from last year, winning those last three games in the postseason, to prepare you or make you guys better prepared for this round of playoffs as opposed to maybe previous years when you guys hadn't had the experience of winning a Super Bowl?
I definitely feel like all experience helps. But I don't even remember the question.
the Super Bowl experience and winning, and, you know, if that made you guys any more prepared, if there's anything that you can kind of draw upon from last year that would, you know, even if it's just, you know, something that helps you prepare going into a game, something you can look for or whatever.
Experience definitely helps, but, it's a different year and a different team, so, again, it's really going to come down to us executing the game plan, and, again, you know, we've had a pretty good week of practice. You know, we're definitely on those guys. I mean, guys are watching extra film and all the other stuff. So it's just going to have to come down to execution on Saturday.
Dante, what do you guys look for when you're going up against a team that's won 11 straight? How do you beat them?
Without trying to put too much of a game plan out there, you know, they're definitely good at what they do, and you just kind of got to go back and look at those games or those plays or situations where they that they didn't look as smooth or weren't able to operate as good. So just going back and just a lot of film study.
Dante, does anyone typically do any sort of speech, whether it's today or Saturday before the game, whether it's Coach Bill or any of the captains, to get the guys ready?
Other than Bill, man, pregame speeches and stuff. But, it's more about guys know what it is around here. You can kind of walk in and just kind of know. And if you don't know, again, it goes back to, you know, just following the leaders. Guys who's been here for a couple of years and who kind of know what's going on. So I think it's probably the best way to answer that.
People talk about last year's loss to the Chiefs. Do you guys use that as motivational, like, bulletin board material at all? Or is that just something you don't deal with?
I think that's something that y'all put up there. That was last year. It is what it is. You go back, you look at the film or whatever, but it's a new year, a new team, so just focus on this game this weekend.
Considering the different things they do offensively and how they do them without really making a lot of mistakes, at least in turnovers, how much respect do you have for Alex Smith, the way he manages that offense, what is that offense?
A lot, man. You can just go off of just the way he plays and just everything he kind of brings to the table with, he's smart. He's got a great arm. And he doesn't make a lot of mistakes in the pass game or run game. So, Andy Reid and those guys have a lot of respect for him. And obviously we do too, as him being as competitive the way he is. So, we just got to be able to contain those guys.
So was Gronk just hiding from us during the media availability?
That's the last one. I don't know about that.